thought it was an amazing meeting. He's a great leader of a very powerful, very strong country, China. And what can I say? We have, it was an outstanding group of decisions, I think, that was made. A lot of decisions were made, too. There wasn't too much left out there. We're in agreement on so many elements, large amounts, tremendous amounts of the soybeans and other farm products are going to be purchased immediately, starting immediately. If you notice, President Xi authorized yesterday for China to start, did you know that, right? China to start buying in very large quantities of soybeans and other things, which I appreciated. That was a very nice gesture. On fentanyl, we agreed that he was going to work very hard to stop the flow. You know, it's a very complex subject because it's used for lots of different reasons, including anesthetics and things. But he's going to work very hard on it, precursors, and I think you're going to see some real action taken. I've agreed, as you know, I put a 20% tariff on China because of the fentanyl coming in, which is it's a big tariff. And based on his statements today, I reduced it by 10%, so it's 10% instead of 20%, effective immediately. I believe he's going to work very hard to stop the death that's coming in. We did discuss chips, and he's going to be, they're going to be talking to NVIDIA and others about taking chips. Look, we make great chips. NVIDIA is the leader. And I'll be speaking to Jensen from NVIDIA. But they're going to be discussing that with NVIDIA to see whether or not they can do. I said, that's really between you and NVIDIA, but we're sort of the arbitrator or the referee. It's a little rough up here. The skies are a little rough. We have a deal. Now, every year we'll renegotiate the deal, but I think the deal will go on for a long time, long beyond the year. We'll negotiate at the end of the year, but all of the rare earth has been settled, and that's for the world. I mean, you know, worldwide. I guess you could really say this was a worldwide situation, not just the U.S. situation. So we continue to produce the rare earths and buy the rare earths and everything else, and, you know, when you see from other countries, but China is that whole situation, that roadblock is gone now. There's no roadblock at all. And I'll be going to China in April, and he'll be coming here sometime after that, whether it's in Florida, Palm Beach, or Washington, D.C. Ukraine came up very strongly. We talked about it for a long time, and we're both going to work together to see if we can get something done. We agree the sides are, you know, locked in and fighting, and sometimes you have to let them fight, I guess. Crazy. But he's going to help us, and we're going to work together on Ukraine. There's not a lot more we can do. He's been buying oil from Russia for a long time. He takes care of a big part of China. And, you know, I can say India's been very good on that front. We didn't really discuss the oil. We discussed working together to see if we could get that war finished. Right. I thought it was a great meeting. I think it was a very friendly meeting. It was a good meeting for two very large, powerful countries. And that's the way we should get along with the large, powerful.
Why did you write your truth?